Along the shores of Long Island, New York, shellfishing is no longer a goldmine industry. It's the subject of the documentary Filtering Futures.
If you look at a Bayman, you could argue the predator prey, the clams being the prey. Should we be protecting the prey? Should we be protecting the predator? You could argue both of them are endangered species.
This film is one of several selections for NIU's Green Lens Festival. It will compete for awards that are new to the event this year. In making the change, officials wanted to increase the range of movies submitted by filmmakers. Earlier this week, I spoke with one of the organizers, Melissa Burlingame. This is the third such festival in DeKalb. How did this annual event come together?
The Green Lens Environmental Film Festival started by that name this year. The previous 2 years, it's been just the Environmental Film Festival at NIU, and it was not a competition film festival, and it was an effort for the Institute to reach out to the community and provide just a way for people to see movies that they might not be able to see in the theater.
Nationally, there are many other environmental film festivals, including the one in Washington, D.C. each year. How have these events evolved over the years?
I think they've become larger and become more well-known. There's an environmental film festival network that we reached out to raise awareness of our new festival on the circuit, I guess you could call it. I think they're evolving to include more outreach components, so not just showing films.
How do you get the message across to the attendees about the environmental issues and how they can apply the information to their daily lives?
When we were selecting the films, we were particular about that we wanted them to have a message and that it not just be all gloom and doom, because that just leaves people depressed, and we want them to walk away with feeling that they can do something. And so with the films, we were doing that. And then also we have a couple different activities throughout the week, and those are meant particularly to give people those ways that they can make a personal difference.
What are some of the film highlights for this year's event?
I keep going back to this one called Pa de Restis, and it's about how what we leave at the restaurant in terms of food, what happens to it. It's a narrative piece, which I think narrative can be a little challenging in the environmental realm. And it's only 13 minutes, but it's a really interesting 13-minute film. So that's part of the competition film series. One of the other ones that was really interesting, but it was too long for our festival, was Turtle Derby. That is about a little town where they've had this turtle race for years and years, and how the Endangered Species Act has affected their ability to do their turtle race. And it's, you get to feel like you know the filmmaker in the film, and it's just really cute and family friendly, and we're really excited about that one.
Here is a clip from that film.
And then if nobody finds any turtles, we won't be able to have the race. And if we won't be able to have the race, I don't know what we'll do.
Like Melissa said, Turtle Derby will not be part of the competition phase. It will instead be screened on campus next Wednesday evening. The films that are included in the competition will be screened this Sunday at the Egyptian Theater in downtown DeKalb. I'm Mike Moen, WNIJ News.